The people felt antsy and a little bit nervous. They thought it was strange and a bit of an oddity. No Christmas Eve sermon comes from Deuteronomy. That passage is weird for a service like this. His sermon will certainly be a swing and a miss. There's no doubt about it. It can't just be me. The text for his sermon doesn't even sound Christmassy. But what is Christmas? But to celebrate Christ. To rejoice in the gift most highly priced. Yes, Jesus was born, but we have to ask why. The babe in the manger, he was born to die. And not just to die, his fate was much worse. To bring us God's blessing, he became a curse. Jesus was cursed. Now, that's something you didn't expect to hear tonight, is it? But it's true. Jesus was cursed. And not with a Harry Potter kind of curse like Crucio or Avada Kedavra. I know I mispronounced that. And not like some kind of curse from like a movie like Curse of the Werewolf or something like that. No, we're talking about the very curse of the law of God. This little baby that we celebrate this time of year grew up to be a man who was cursed by God. Strange, isn't it? That we would celebrate such a thing. And yet, it is the foundation of our faith. You see, if Jesus simply was born, and that's it, there would be no joy to the world. There would be no good tidings to all people. Because the birth of a person cannot save us from our sins. And no, the child who was God in the flesh grew up, obeyed perfectly all of God's commands, all of the Father's commands for us. And then he was cursed. Or as the passage that Micah just read said, he actually became a curse for us on the cross. In Deuteronomy, we read about how if a man has committed a crime punishable by death and he's put to death, hung on a tree, that man is to be considered cursed by God. But that doesn't sound like Jesus, does it? Jesus never sinned. He never committed a crime punishable by death. And yet here, this innocent one, the very God of very God who became flesh for us, he was crucified like a criminal. He became a curse so that we might receive the blessing of God. That's what Paul says in Galatians 3, again, which Micah read, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. And that was Jesus, hung on some pieces of wood for our salvation. Now, you may not know this, but apart from Jesus, all of us are under a curse. It all occurred many, many, many years ago when two people failed to obey God, and God put a curse on the land, he put a curse on us, and that curse is the curse of sin. and the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. And that is what we celebrate when we celebrate Jesus. Yes, at Christmas time we celebrate the coming of Christ, but we can never forget why Christ came. Christ came into the world to save sinners. Not good people. Not people who have it all together. Not people who, when you go to their house on Christmas Day, everything is sparkling and pristine and perfect. Sinners. Do you believe you are a sinner? Then Christ came to become a curse for you. In fact, Jesus' own words in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, is that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many, to pay the penalty for our sins, to take our curse for our sin upon Himself. And 33 years, the Lord Jesus knew that was His destiny. In fact, He told His disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. And then on the third day to rise from the dead. This is what we celebrate when we celebrate Jesus. Yes, Jesus was an infant, tender and mild. And that infant, tender and mild, grew up to be a man who absorbed the justice against our sin for us on the cross. The little Lord Jesus, who the hymn says, no crying He makes, well, that man, as that little baby, as he grew up to be a man, he cried out on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And He did that for us. I was talking with someone just this week and saying how strange it is that we celebrate communion on Christmas. Have you ever thought about that? That tonight, at Christmas Eve, we're celebrating communion. We are eating and drinking. We're saying that this table, it represents the body and blood of Jesus. His body that was broken for us, His blood that was shed for us. But Christmas is supposed to be about His birth. And yet, I can't find a better way to remind us of what His birth was really all about. Jesus did not come to start a new holiday so that we can go shopping and have gifts under a tree. Jesus didn't come so that we could put up lights and decorations. All those things are fine and good, but why He came? To die. To take the curse that belonged to us upon Himself. So that we could be saved. So that we would have life. So that we would have every blessing God the Father has for His people. And that is what we have in Christ. Every spiritual blessing God has to give. And all because the Son of God was willing to take on our curse. So tomorrow, when you look at that nativity scene that you have perhaps in your house, and you see that figure that represents the little Lord Jesus, remember that that baby grew up to be a man who took your curse. When you read from the Gospel of Luke, the good news that the angel said to the shepherds, that this is good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. Remember, the great joy only comes through a great curse that Jesus bore on his body at the cross. When you open your gifts tomorrow and you see the gifts that you have been given and that you have given, and you rejoice in the bounty that you have, remember that the greatest gift that God has given to us is the gift of His Son, who died for us and rose from the dead for us, that we would be blessed beyond our comprehension. Will you be able to do that tomorrow? I hope and pray that you will, because God's greatest blessing came through a curse. Let me pray for us. Father, we want to rejoice in this season that you sent your Son and that he was born of a virgin, that he was true God of true God, that he was truly the Messiah, the Son of God, our Savior. And we do celebrate that and we rejoice in that, but remind us that the birth was not the end of the story, that the story continued on to his death for us. But help us to remember that the story didn't end there either, and that he rose from the dead for us and ascended into heaven, and one day he will come again, and there will be no more death, no more pain, no more suffering, and we will all rejoice forever in the blessings that you've given to us. And even as we partake in this your supper, your meal, would you help us to see that the bread we take and the cup we drink reminds us of Jesus' death until he comes again. Thank you for all the blessings that you've given us through this cursed Savior. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.